Welcome back, everyone, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beery, and I have with... We're recording from 11:19, so I brought Paul Meyer in. Paul, how are you doing?
Good.
And Steve Gordon is back. Steve, what's been going on?
Oh, man, I've just been hiding in your basement. There's a sub-level here.
Man, I knew that. The problem is living on the first floor, we don't really use the stairwells.
Right, right.
Other than when we have to use the second bathroom, which is actually on floor 2.5 here, for those who
which
know the building.
Which is crazy. This yeah. building is the best.
Yeah, because the bathrooms should always be on floor 2.5, and I think the women's bathroom is this on floor 3.5.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Or and then we don't use the elevator either.
No.
Because we don't have to go anywhere.
I got in through the back stairwell, which is only half a level up.
Right. And one level down from the toilet.
Yes. That's brilliance. Brilliance. I love this building, though. It's a throwback.
That's design thinking.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
That they brought in an architect. They brought in a designer. The whole works.
Half levels.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a thing. Like, is there an architectural or engineering era, call it 1975, where the half level was the thing? You see it in some houses. Oh, it's got a half, yeah, houses. Got a half level up. You know,
I mean,
a little mezzanine. House,
our new place is a split level, but we don't have that where you enter and then you go half up or half down.
I've seen those old ones in the 70s.
Oh,
you come in and you can either go down or up, right at
I
that
had
front
a lot
staircase.
Of friends with those.
Yeah, that's a thing. I feel like your building is in that era.
They just did it
three times.
They just did, yeah. Well, once you get off, you can only go in halves. Yeah, you couldn't even that out. Because then someone would go to the bathroom on 2.5 and then have to skip to 4. It's all bad.
Yeah.
See?
It's not really compliant with current codes.
It's mathematics.
I mean, there is another loo in the place, so so that's, I think, how they get by with it.
Oh, my God. It's a real thing. This is not a put-on conversation, folks. This is a real conversation.
Yeah, this is day in the life sort of thing.
I'm going to go explore after the show.
Okay. Well, don't get locked in here.
I know. That's happened.
Yeah.
Got to push the little green button to get the door to work.
I still remember, so, the door's auto lock here. And so you push, the button says exit, and it lights up, but everyone misses it.
Yep.
And it's probably been 3 years ago, so my kid's like 3 years old, and she just walks out, and there's probably 5 people trying to figure out how to open the door, and she just walks up, hits the button, hits the button that does the auto door opener, and just walks out, not even knowing that they're looking, and then they just look at each other, and then
the total embarrassment.
The shame.
Yeah, complete embarrassment.
We were stood up by someone who's not even 3 foot tall or 3 years old.
People, come on.
It was embarrassing.
Come on.
I felt embarrassed for them. They actually started laughing about it.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's how you start life. 3 years old, I'm getting wins on adults.
Okay.
Done.
So you said, now I missed the whole, this is like a week and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
by the time we actually, throw this out.
Right, right. By the magic of podcast time.
By the magic of my procrastination and slowness.
Yeah.
Apple had an announcement?
Yeah, a bit of an announcement. They don't have the same panache that they had when the almighty turtleneck was doing them. But, they announced a wider range of phones, and apparently they have a watch that is coming that can give you an ECG and a PDF that you can send to a doctor from your wrist. I said, that's not a phone, that's a robot. This thing can call emergency contacts if you're going into AFib. It's telling me more than I want to know. I just want the time. That's scary. You know, you look down at your watch to get the time and find out you're having a heart attack? Not fair. Not cool. But, yeah, they announced that after much debate and talking about what upgrades they made and what are they offering and blah, blah, blah. Of course I'm getting a new phone. Because I skipped several versions.
I'm 3 back now, so
yeah.
It's going to be like 4 here.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm 3 back myself, so I'm going to finally go ahead. The way I justified it was I took that same number, and I put it against shoes, going out to eat, and a bunch of other stuff that's, you know, expendable income stuff. And then on the other category, I'm like, how much do I use it? Literally, how many times a day do I check it?
Well, I use food every day.
Do you use food every day?
Food is an everyday thing. My watch is like every 3 months.
I knew I misused food.
Yeah.
I got to think about that one. But I'm getting the phone, so I'll gripe about it. I'll bitch and moan about it, but I get it.
All right. Well, when I get an email every 14 minutes that says Steve's heart rate.
Yeah, I'm putting you on as a contact. I'm definitely putting you on as a contact.
I'll be like, he's not having a heart attack. He's just hitting a button and let me know he has the phone and I don't.
Exactly.
Well, it was the food. The food
he's supposed to get. It was the food, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was probably misusing food again, which is why my watch was telling you I was having a heart attack. So, yeah, that was that.
That's the iPhone XR?
Yeah, they went XR was the, I guess, the mid-range phone now. They've got an XS, which is the max, the big one. Apparently, this thing is like six and a half inch screen.
6.5 pounds?
Pounds, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then they go down from there. But yeah, they plugged in the XR, the XS, and it's crazy. It's crazy to think.
They're discontinuing just the X.
Yeah, the X is going away and they split it across categories. Okay. So, and the crazy thing is, the small XS takes the place of the X.
Okay.
So then they've got the XS Max, which is the huge one, and then they drop down to the XR, which is smaller than the previous X. It's weird, but I looked at the specs. It goes like 5.1-inch screen, 5.8-inch screen, 6.3-inch screen, I think. And so I'm like, why is the XS smaller than the XR, which is bigger? It's weird.
So many increments.
So many increments. Half levels. Half levels. It's a thing. Didn't know that, did you?
People have different size thumbs.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've got a half level thumb. I had to go up.
I mean, when are they going to bring back the Google Glass so then it just feeds into that and I just have my screen built? Right.
I don't know, man. Somebody asked if I would jump ship and go to a Pixel. I was like, I just don't know enough about them. I've been so cult of the fruit for the last decade that I really don't even know about any other phones. There could be better ones. I just don't know about them.
I mean, I've been on Apple products since I was literally in like kindergarten when we got a 2E.
Oregon Trail, man. Oregon Trail, of course. If you didn't play Oregon Trail on a 2E, sacrilege. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
The black and green
screen. Don't at me, bro.
And we didn't have the color screen.
No.
My friend color had one
screen.
Of those.
And a like, color what? Screen 2E?
Yeah, I mean, they made color monitors back then, but they were rare.
Where? Shanghai?
They existed.
I never saw it. That would have looked so weird, I would have looked away.
I don't know if... That doesn't mean all the games were in color.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So then they made games, they faux green screened the games.
Or they might have just been white. I don't remember. These are things where knowledge becomes pointless.
I gotta go
at that
back
point.
And peep those out, man. Oregon Trail in color, that's just stupid.
Paul probably didn't even play Oregon Trail growing up.
What? Go to your room, Paul.
He never died of dysentery.
Never, ever.
Never died of dysentery.
Oh my goodness! Never had enough food to misuse.
Yep.
Never had to circle the wagons because of an attack.
Yeah, now it's like you killed a buffalo, you sold 400 pounds of meat for an iPhone XS.
Oh my God, that's classic. I've tried to look for an emulator or download that. They have Oregon Trail games, but they're all colorized. I don't want color. I don't want new graphics. I want terrible 8-bit graphics.
Oh.
And I want like a weird buckshot that moves at the speed of snail. Going up. So I have to work the timing out just right so I can feed my family with that buck.
Yeah.
And then have clothes for the winter. You kids don't know anything about hardships.
No. No, it was rough. It was rough.
Oh my goodness.
All right, that was that. I mean, that this was what our generation called cutting edge video games, Paul.
It was literally gaming. This was gaming. If you knew what to type.
There's like one computer in the classroom.
Yep. Everybody's huddled around.
You could get your 15 minutes on it during the day or the week or whatever it was. Yep. And you could play some Oregon Trail.
Can you imagine that? We did. We had like designated time to get on a computer because no one knew how to work them. So it could be rotting your brain like TV was said to do. So only 15 minutes on the computer, kids.
Well, there's also only one computer for the whole classroom.
True.
Or there would be like three computers for the whole school.
I remember my junior high got a grant, and we had four Apples, and the rest were all like very early, like Commodores. And
oh, by junior high, we had like a lab or something. Nice. But grade school had like...
Nice.
Grade school had like, you know, just the cart.
I remember that.
With just a very limited number.
Yep.
Share them.
With the blue public school headphones.
I don't even know if we had headphones.
Really? We had really cheap ear tester headphones. You know, like the ones where you go right, left.
Yeah.
Right. Those headphones plugged into a computer.
Oh, nice.
They were terrible. But I suppose you only needed to hear the 8-bit when you shot your gun. Just a crunching sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cutting edge.
Well, how far would you get in 15 minutes in that game?
Well,
the whole game.
Okay, Paul. Here's the strategy.
Yeah, let them know. Let them know the strategy.
You get your five people or four people or three people, whatever it is in your wagon.
That's right.
And you go as fast as you can.
Yep.
And you wait until people start dying of dysentery.
Yep.
Or frozenness.
Yep.
And then maybe you get a hunting trip in.
Yep.
And then you would feed yourself because there'd only be one person left in the wagon.
Yep.
And then you could book it because you went much faster when there was no wait.
Much faster.
But part of it was, you know, killing off the rest of the fam.
Now, if you had staggered computer times, this taught teamwork because then you partner up with a couple of friends who would then take their 15 minutes after you if they were committed to getting you across the country. So you start out, you pass over the wagon, hand it down the line until, the whole hour was up. How far did we get? Yes. You had to have a good team.
You either got there and everyone was dead. or you did a team and maybe the whole wagon would make it alive.
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe. I never got to Oregon. I got to Portland. Never made it all the way to Oregon.
Hipster.
Right. I was only headed there anyway. Hey, guys, I'm out here. Thanks.
He was in Portland before. It was cool.
Right, right. Hey, guys, I hear this place is going to shape up soon.
All right, we're going to be right back. So what's the hot thing right now in design?
Oh, my goodness.
We're talking trends here.
Trends. I don't know.
Paul, what's the hot thing?
What's the new filter, Paul?
Oh, goodness. I'm the wrong person to ask.
What's the new Photoshop filter, Donovan?
Oh, geez.
Have lens flares come back?
Lens flares never left. If
true
you did
story.
Them right.
That's the see. I was just testing you. That's the right answer. It's the right answer.
Page curls are still a little out, but
nice.
But I'm thinking mid year.
Proper use of a drop shadow to make it look
about
like
June
that page.
Of 2019
peeling up.
Yeah,
love it when that comes back around. Okay, true. We joke about it, but maybe we weren't joking about it. Everything's come back around. Like, I look at music, videos, people are wearing high top fades, hyper colors. Do you think that there are going to be some horrible trends that we should have left alone circling back into our design lexicon?
Well, yeah. There always are.
Nice.
I mean, why would there not be?
That's true. Everything is cyclical. What would they be? What horrible trend? Long since dead. Would you not mind coming back?
Would I not mind coming back?
Would you not mind coming back? Like you said, page curls. It's a dope effect when it worked. Drop shadow, peel the edge of the page up. Ooh, that's really coming off the screen.
I mean, I think we're a couple years from... I think a couple years from now, grunge is coming back.
You think so?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you had 80s. this year, so if you're going,
I think
90s.
It's
going to
take a little bit. I think it's coming.
I know, and hip-hop music it hasn't gone backward, but I know, like, hip-hop fashions have. Like, I'm dead serious, high-top, super high-top fades. Like, Khaled has this monster high-top fade. I love his music, by the way. But hypercolors, fanny packs are cool. You tell me what world that happens in.
Maybe that's the next dream project, designing something that gets screen printed on a fanny pack. Mm. The ridiculous clothing line needs a fanny pack line.
I could see it. I would do a fanny pack if enough people requested it.
All right.
I would definitely do. I wouldn't wear it, but I got to give people what they want.
Okay. So flood ridiculous.
Yeah.
The clothing line needs fanny packs.
Yeah. I'll do a heavy crown fanny pack if I get 50 people to say we need a heavy crown fanny pack. I will do a heavy crown fanny pack. Dead serious.
Okay.
I hate myself every bit of the way, but I will give the people what they want.
You're going to hate yourself because you'll have to model it.
Exactly. You know me. I got to take a picture of it. So I'll be out there with a fanny pack hurting for the cause.
Yeah. Paul, what's the hot trend then?
Oh, God. I don't know.
With the youth. You're up with the youngins.
Yeah. You know what the kids like these days? Is flat design still a thing? I'm telling you, I'm unplugged, man. I haven't been paying attention. I mean, for us, flat design was always a thing. That's why we were like, what's the big deal?
But I liked it because it came back and I was like, I'm just doing what I always
did.
Right,
it's what I do.
I don't think it's gone away, but right. I think you know, but no one's talking about it anymore.
Right.
Which means that it's not the thing anymore.
Right. As you get older,
it turns from flat design to just design.
Right.
Kind of like when we grew up, it wasn't the mullet, it was just the style.
Right. Okay.
I never had one, but I mean,
and when
the
black people
who did
have them, they call them shags. Like Billy Dee Williams had a shag.
Oh. Okay.
That's a black people mullet. Okay. That's a little info for you.
But did they call it that back then?
Shag?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you went to the barber and you said, I'm going to trim up the sides and then leave a shag in the back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was a black people afro mullet.
Now do they just say I want a mullet?
That's a good question. I haven't seen anyone with one lately.
Yeah, that's
I
what
will
I mean.
Ask.
What, once it got the official name, nobody requested it.
The next brother I see with something hanging out in back of his dome, I'll be like, yo, bruh, what you call that? Just in case I need to go get one.
You call that a dead raccoon?
Whatever
you call
it is.
Squirrel,
got that Davy Crockett tail? What's happening back there? All right, cool. Yeah, so I think things are coming back around, but I don't know. I'm sincerely asking what the trend is. You think there's ever a time, or how do we denote it, or how do we say it? Like when, like you said, after a while, good design is just good design. You don't call it anything,
right?
Do you age up into that? Like I feel like I've aged up into that where I don't care. Like trends and the cool stuff, I'm just like, that's cool. I'm gonna just do it this way. Do you age out of cool things, Donovan?
You probably do, but there's still. Maybe you don't use the language if you don't do it.
Ah,
I don't know.
Good question. Okay, so if you don't do it, we just don't call it anything.
Yeah, you're just like it's a youngin' thing,
right? Damn it! So then, by that logic, we call it lens flares because we still use them. Yes.
Well, that's the effect name.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's that's not the trend.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. There may be a trend name. If anyone knows what the trend name for lens flare is,
I'm going to start
it. I'd love to know.
Anymore now, you just put ing on everything. So, like, adulting, I'm going to just call it flaring.
Ooh.
Yeah. Flaring. You guys can have that.
That's how you bring it back.
That's how you bring it back. It's flaring.
It has to have a title to come back.
Exactly.
It's got to
be a cool title. Like, yo, I'm just out here taking these pictures. I can't wait to get back to the office and do a little flaring. Bang. It's coming. Oh, oh no. What have we done?
Oh. Just create a Photoshop action using their default stuff, and then you can start selling it.
Yes. And call it flaring.
The flaring plugin.
That's what everybody does. I'm like, we did that dance 20 years ago. No, you didn't, old man. Damn it. He has much better marketing nowadays.
Yeah.
I had a high top fade. No, you didn't, old man. Damn it. He's right. I got rid of all the pictures.
Yeah.
Flaring. Coming to a store near flaring and fanny packs. I'm going to do some flaring on a fanny pack photo.
Oh. Oh.
I like that.
I like what I'm seeing. I'm going to get my heavy crown flared, flaring yes. fanny pack.
Flaring fanny pack. I love it. This is a good conversation. This is how it should be.
Or yes. Just use the flaring effect on the fanny pack. So sublimate the fanny pack with the flare.
This is why we need the youths.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing the lens flares on our images.
Uh-huh.
Paul's saying let's do the lens flare.
In the design.
Straight onto the...
Straight to the clothing.
Straight on yes. the clothing.
Flaring.
Okay.
That's where the youth take over.
Yeah.
They're better than us.
Just mashing trends at that point.
It really is. Do the flare on the design. Wear the flare
well, that's
on
how,
the clothes.
Well, that's how it's going to come back. Because they never come back exactly as they are. Like when the 70s came back, the bell bottoms were a little tamer.
Right.
You right. know.
That's true.
The 80s aren't coming back exactly like they were.
No, that's true.
So.
That's true. Okay, good. I like it. I like where this is headed. That helps.
Yeah, so I don't know how grunge is going to come back. I know it's coming back. I don't know how. There's going to be some sort of modification.
What clothing will come back from the 90s?
Yeah, clothing. I don't know. That's a good question.
Baggy jeans again?
I don't know. Actually, that started. Yes. Baggy jeans, boot cut has come back.
Cargo shorts.
What about flannels? Going to get some gingham? That would be a grunge entry. Does the gingham come back with grunge?
I don't know. I'm worried.
Oh, my God.
Only if we print lens flares on the flannel.
Flared, flannel, gingham, and a fanny pack.
Oof, all the Fs. And a G.
And a G. All the Fs. That'll be the line. That'll be the name of the line. All the Fs. So... Why is that actually really good? All the Fs.
That's why it'll come back. It's got a ring to it.
How many Fs do you give? Instead of zero Fs, I give all the Fs.
All the Fs.
Love it. Love it. Watch somebody use that. They're going to take it from us. I know you're out there, someone who's going to use that.
Yeah.
All the Fs.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks so much for swinging by.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah.
It's fun to come by
Paul,
and chat.
Paul, thanks for hanging out.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think we'll be back in a couple weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, you will be. You usually are.
This is usually the time I shut down the show for the year.
Is it really?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, that's true. You hibernate through the winter.
Yeah. Oh, Nebraska winters are terrible.
Let's hope that they're mild.
But I think we have another one or two lined up already, so.
I love it.
I think we'll make it a little further this year than usual.
Sweet.
It happens. Sweet. It happens every now and then.
It's fun to get over here. It's been a while.
All right, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
You know it.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.